right, back here to the Wayne State Fieldhouse. We're joined by two of the members of the Wayne State men's tennis team who made it all the way to the national championship match last year. Dom Spiker, Nicholas Karch. First, thanks for joining us. We don't have a lot of time to talk to you, but Dom, I'll start with you. Just talk about that experience last year heading into this year, getting all the way down to the national championship match.
Yeah, it was a hell of a ride. You know, the team was strong last year. We knew that. And, we hit some great win streaks going into the national tournament, and we took out some great competition down there. You know, the biggest win for us of the season was probably against Barry, number one in the country currently, when we went down to spring break in March. And, I'm sitting next to the guy that clinched against Columbus State to send us into the final at the national championship match, which was a huge experience and a huge result for us.
Yeah, Nicholas, I got to talk to you about that. I remember we were doing a baseball game at the time here at home and watching the scores basically point by point as that match was going on. Talk about your experience with that and how big that was to get to the national championship match last year.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was massive. I mean, you know, obviously a huge team win. I mean, being able to, you know, clinch the match and helping my team to enter the national championship match is just an incredible experience that I will probably never forget. But, you know, I was just so happy and so relieved to be able to celebrate this big win with my teammates and my coaches. So, amazing.
Well, yeah. Well, you made it to the national championship match last year. Well, how do you win the national championship this year? You got almost everybody back. You're one of the favorites. What do you have to do to build off that to keep it going this year?
Yeah, it's tough because, you know, before last year, it had been a couple of years since we won a conference championship, so we kind of did it all in kind of 1 year in the sense of winning the conference and winning regionals and putting ourselves in a position to win a national championship. So it's a lot about just keeping our feet on the ground, staying humble, staying grounded, and just keep getting that work in day in, day out, and just to keep trying to push the team to try and achieve better. But hopefully we'll get better this year and can give it another shot.
I'll ask you both this before I let you go, but what made you decide to come to Wayne State and be a Warrior?
I think the city, Detroit, always appealed to me to be amongst the city, and you know, there's a lot of great sporting teams that have come out of Detroit, so I just wanted to embrace myself in a cool city.
And yeah. Nicholas, same question?
Yeah, the city for sure, and you know, when I was in the recruiting process, I talked to Coach, and Coach kind of told me how the team is just like a close-knit group and how the Wayne State spirit is, so that definitely was a deciding factor for me to come to Wayne State, and I'm here for 5 years now, and I definitely don't regret that decision. So,
yes, well, we definitely don't regret it for sure after what happened last year. When does the season get started?
We have our first match on February 3rd. We start with a doubleheader at home. We play Northwood and Lawrence Tech, so hopefully we get some good support, get a big crowd going, and hopefully we start the season off with two big wins. So.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, if the weather, well, it's a little colder today, but if the weather keeps staying warm, never know, we can start playing outside here in a couple weeks or so, and I have to go inside.
Yeah, I hope so. We've very fortunate. The athletic department has just refurbished our new indoor facility, yep. So we have four fantastic courts now that are ready to be played on for the season, so we're very lucky and fortunate for that. Hopefully we'll have a lot of fans come out and support us this season.
I got to ask you, how is it playing for Coach Morrow? I love talking to him when I get a chance to interview him on the radio, but how is it playing for Coach?
Yeah, it's great. You know, myself and Coach have an amazing relationship, as he does with the rest of the team. He's a really good guy. Great coach, great person. Yeah, we've really got along since I've arrived here, and yeah, he's a great coach to play under.
Your thoughts on Coach Morrow?
Coach Morrow is an absolute animal, you know. He's a great coach. He's a great guy. You know, he has a very close relationship with, you know, all of the players, and he finds the right balance between being a coach and a friend off the court as well. So I think that's also what makes a difference and makes us such a good team.
I always tell this story, and I can't say exactly what he said because we're on the radio and we'd get probably docked by the FCC. But I was logging on the computer for an interview with Coach Morrow last year in January, kind of around the same time. And when I logged on, he was already talking to one of our SIDs here at Wayne State. And the first thing I heard him say was, yeah, we're going to be pretty blank and good. And he was right. You guys got all the way down to the national championship match. Guys, thanks for joining us. We have to let you go. Hopefully you're keep it going this year and this time take home the national title. And best of luck and go Warriors, all
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Have a great season, guys. We'll step aside, take a break. Back with the second half in a moment. You're listening to Warriors Basketball.